Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on The Fan. The Blue Jays won 6-0, so that moves the Rangers within two of Houston. They have the night off. It's football coming up here in just a second with Woolchuck. Segments brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's no out-of-pocket cost. Only get paid when you win. The Frankels are the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. It's also brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. Here's Bully.
All right, let's get that daily football fix. Some Cowboys notes. Calvin Watkins reporting that Deron Bland is out of a protective boot now with that left foot sprain. Team officials believe he's week to week, as Brian's been telling us. Also, CeeDee Lamb was asked about Drew Phillips. Apparently, Drew Phillips is who hurt his shoulder last year. He said, quote, "He tackled me and hurt me, so I've got something for him."
So who's that?
CeeDee Lamb.
Oh, that's right.
So if you get that matchup, CeeDee Lamb versus Drew Phillips, 88 might have a little extra sauce for him next time they see each other in the open field. But CeeDee said that he's had a lot of reflecting. It's been hard for him to sleep since the Philadelphia game, and he's certainly upset about those drops. And I think you're going to see Pickens and Lamb have monster games on Sunday. Maybe, heck, you could see 200-yard multi-touchdown performances.
I'll drink
to fantasy
that.
Bonanza out there, a 40 burger for the Cowboys, and there's nothing the Giants can do, man. I'm taking the Cowboys to cover this thing easy. This is going to be easy breezy on a noon kickoff at AT&T. We're going to be going home 3:00, listening to the post-game show with me and Brian. We'll be doing this till 6:00, and it's just going to be celebration party. And if it's not, heads are going to roll.
Oh, I could imagine.
Are going to roll.
The Woolly Bully would be on fire.
I'd be stunned.
After a Giants win.
Absolutely stunned if this were to happen. Xavier Worthy, he's got a right shoulder. Still going to be out. So that's our buddy Nate Taylor, who we got to catch up with at the Super Bowl reporting for the Chiefs. But he was not participating in today's practice. I just don't know what's going to happen with the Chiefs and their wide receiver situation moving forward. I don't know that these guys can ever be healthy together at the same time. Rashee Rice, suspension. Xavier Worthy, now he's getting just run into his own teammate. His shoulder's falling off his own body. Now you got Hollywood Henderson, who's having to catch 20 balls a game, and I don't know how long that's sustainable for him.
Hollywood Brown.
We talked to Hollywood Henderson earlier, so he was just on the memory bank here.
I love it. Yeah, Travis Kelce is a maddening player to watch these days. I don't understand what has happened to him. I guess he's just got
time or just not focusing.
I think it's a lack of focus.
Just needs to focus.
But he screwed up a touchdown situation because he stopped running when he should have kept running versus the Chargers.
You don't want to stop running.
He runs his route at the wrong depth and just completely kamikazes his own wide receiver.
It was bad.
His own player. It's a bad situation. I think the Tyreek Hill stuff could be real. We'll see as the Dolphins continue to
They should move on.
Be one of the worst. I saw Mike Florio was saying that it's the Chiefs and the Steelers as the two teams that have shown a little interest in maybe getting some Tyreek Hill.
They're wide receiver hunting. Now Tyreek Hill's under another investigation for domestic violence allegations. I mean, this just doesn't stop.
That could screw some things up a little bit.
It's constant.
If I'm a trading for him team, I know who Tyreek Hill is.
Especially if you're the Chiefs.
This really hasn't changed the evaluation at all. I don't know what to believe. You know, I do think Tyreek Hill is one of the most live wire wild cards in the entire NFL off the field. But I also feel like it's a perfect time to just have stuff made up or to re-drudge stuff up as they're in a back and forth. And you know how those domestic disputes can get.
Absolutely.
So petty and personal, and about half of it's fabricated.
I do think he's going to get traded. And did you see the odds now for Mike McDaniel? Best odds, first coach fired.
Is he the best one?
Mm-hmm. Number one.
Oh, wow.
Good thing I put on. Got my cheddar there where he was like fifth best odds on that thing. I'm going to go ahead
and
bet
that one?
Pretty. Hell yeah, it's one of my bold predictions back in May. First coach fired, Mike McDaniel. That thing's a train wreck in Miami. Really,
yeah, it is.
Bad.
Disaster.
Dak Prescott, 13-game winning streak against the Giants with a win on Sunday.
Past Roger Staubach?
Be alone in second place for consecutive wins against one team with 14. Who is the quarterback that holds the NFL record with 17 straight wins.
I know it. I know who it is.
I think this
you would know who it is.
I know who it is.
Is this Aaron Rodgers beating the...
Wrong.
No.
Is this Tom Brady beating somebody?
Brady is tied with Dak for 13 straight wins against Buffalo. This quarterback also has...
Is this Bob Greasy?
It's Bob Greasy.
Bobby G.
17 straight wins against the Buffalo Bills. And nobody circles the wagons like the Buffalo Bills.
Like the bad Buffalo Bills.
Oh, those bad Bills. All right, NFL set viewership records. Surprise, surprise. 22.3 million average viewership per game. Most watched week one on record. It's up 5% from last year. It's up 19% from 2 years ago. Third straight week one to have four games deliver over 20 million viewers. The four games that did so, number one, most watched, Cowboys-Eagles. Number two, Ravens-Bills. I didn't watch a second of that game, guys. That's how you know I was down bad. Holy I didn't cow. See a second of that game. I was in bed shivering to death. I thought I was going to die that night.
I turned it off with about 7-8 minutes to go, and then my brother, who hit a 9-game parlay thanks to the Bills' comeback, texted me, "What a comeback!"
You're like, "What? What are you talking about?"
Yeah, and so I went back and watched it. It was unbelievable.
I did the condensed game thing yesterday when I finally felt like good enough to get out of.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of
Browns. You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Bad. 24.7 million viewers, though. Detroit, Green Bay, and then Minnesota, Chicago. The other games to hit over the 20 million viewership mark.
Yeah, most watched weekend ever, maybe.
Crazy.
It's wild how a lot of these games are creeping into Cowboy territory. Usually when you're talking about over 20 million, it's like, okay, who'd the Cowboys play?
Well, and I think we're going to get a record tonight. Most watched Amazon Thursday night football game ever. Commanders, Packers. I mean, this one's going to be fun tonight. You, of course, have Micah Parsons. He's hoping to keep that sack streak going. Jaden Daniels, Debo Samuel. How's that offense going to look? Can Debo do this 2 weeks in a row? And the Dan Quinn, Micah Parsons deal, Jordan Love. I mean, this is going to be Commanders, Packers. I'm sure Al Michaels is fired up. He's finally got himself a good game to get ready to call. I think the record for most watched Thursday night football game is Cowboys, Seahawks from a couple years ago. So this might have a chance to beat it.
I just hope the Amazon like pre and post and halftime crew has gotten better. It just seems so weird and dysfunctional and like fragmented with
really?
Who is it? Tony Gonzalez and Richard Sherman and Whitworth.
Yeah,
Whitworth's
our guy.
It was weird. You know, they needed to get their chemistry sorted. Yeah. So fingers crossed for tonight.
Is it still
the quarterback guy? What's that? Do we say him?
Fitzpatrick?
Oh, yeah. Fitzmagic.
And Fitzpatrick and Whitworth, maybe they should just have those two because they do a podcast together.
Yeah.
So maybe it's just two. It could be Tony Gonzalez. Now, I might, you know what? I think Tony, I'm going to go on a limb. Tony G's the one messing up the chemistry.
Back with the bold prediction.
Tony G, get out of here.
First guy booted from the Amazon Prime set.
Gonzalez. Or do you just move him to his own thing? You know, maybe you put him in the
a little booth.
Maybe we do a three-man booth.
We're going to cut to Tony here for his thoughts on the game.
Yeah, Tony, what do you, like they do with Dungy. Like, hey, it's the Tony booth. Brock Purdy. Oh, he is not good right now, boys. This is bad news. Purdy's about to get usurped. He's done.
You think Mac Jones going to get him?
Mac Jones, who That's Kyle Shanahan has always wanted to be his quarterback. They traded up to go and get Mac Jones, and they let the media bully them at how stupid they were for thinking Mac Jones should be the third overall pick in the draft, that they took Trey Lance. They took Trey Lance.
Now they got
Mac Jones. He's going to start because Brock Purdy's a long shot to play in week two. Dude ain't playing. I don't know when he's going to be back. He's got a toe. He's got something else that's hurt. Brock Purdy, watch out. This could be the Mac attack. And I'm ball second all of you. I do not believe in Mac Jones. But this will be kind of interesting because I do think Kyle Shanahan has always had an affinity for Mac Jones. And maybe this ends up being the time that he could flourish.
I wouldn't be surprised if Mac Jones goes, like, if he misses the next 5 games, 3-2, 4-1, something like that. I don't think their schedule is that difficult. They have had the Rams in there. But it's the Saints up first.
Yeah.
That should be a dub.
This is the beginning of the Mac Jones-Sam Darnold arc.
Oh, yes. Maybe Mac Jones is auditioning to be the new quarterback of the Saints next year.
I could see it.
It could be. Big money. All right, let's go back to the wide receivers. Here's Malik Nabers, and I think we all know somebody with this condition. I'd never heard it called these three letters before, but here's Malik Nabers being frustrated after having just 5 catches on 12 targets.
Like I said, I was trying to get the offense going. I was trying to get people to, let's get rolling. You know, the lights was on, the game was on. You know, it's time to play. I feel like that just got pushed over, you know, and everybody was talking about just how I was, how attitude and stuff like that. It's just, I got an NBF. I got a natural bitch face. That's just what it is. It's my face. I don't know, like, when y'all talk to me, I look the same way every time. I don't know, it's just how I am. But when you, I guess I got a small one.
He's got an NBF. Now, I've heard RBF.
I've heard RBF.
Resting B-face. My wife has one.
She'll
be the first one to tell you. She doesn't smile. I mean, there's oftentimes I'm like, what have I done?
Yeah, it happens. I don't know if that would apply to me, but I would change it to like resting jerk face. An RJF situation. Yeah. As a man, I want to stay far away from that B word as possible. Yeah. There's not any good connotation that comes along with that.
No, you say that word in prison, I've been told it's on.
I mean, the girls use it back and forth almost like it's a term of endearment.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
So, but I just don't think it applies to a man. If that's the case, I think he's got to own his part a little bit more. There's a way that you go about on the sideline. But Dez Bryant was victimized by the same stuff during his career, where he was saying, I'm just trying to fire people up and give them love and give them confidence. And he's, you know, it looks like he's reading Tony the Riot Act, but then you get the sounds of the sideline and then he's saying, Tony, we're the best in the league at this. Mm-hmm. You know, so it can be complicated trying to read body language from the sideline. But I thought Hagee had a good point today that coaches talk to their best players and their leaders about body language, because as a best player, like it or not, doesn't matter how old you are, people are looking to you for signs of hope.
And we've seen it from CD.
Not panic.
CD, yeah. Last year, we had conversations about that as well, with frustration.
Yeah, and CD has done a total 180 on that narrative around his, you know, intangibles.
Yeah.
It's been very impressive this
100%.
Year. 100%.
The question that you love to ask, and one that Brad Sham loves to answer, Eric.
Ooh.
Must win.
Must win game.
Is this a must win game? Well, going into week 2.
Is it their 9th loss?
There is one coach who is saying this is a must win game, and it is Man Campbell in Detroit. He is calling this game week 2 against the Bears and their old buddy Ben Johnson a must win. He said, we have to win. We're going to win this game. We have to.
Put it in 2-inch letters.
He's right. If they fall 0-2, it's Dunsky.
Oh, no. Yeah, that's...
I'm talking, he's getting fired. No, I'm just kidding.
he's a man of his word. I mean, he is. We saw it last year. Was it last year or the year before when they were playing the Cowboys? It was like, no, we're going for it. I don't care how many penalties we get, how far away from the end zone we get. We are going for it. Yeah, I would put all the money in the world on Detroit. If Man Campbell's saying that, you don't want to let him down.
Yeah, I just don't know if I can believe in Dan Campbell. I definitely don't want to let him down. But throughout this entire run, I mean, when he got hired, I thought it was another bad hire from Detroit. But it's really worked out. But I think I would look more at the GM. You know, it's like Rex Ryan, all the success he had with the Jets, Nick Sirianni with the Eagles. I'm just not buying it.
I think this just comes down to Man Campbell and his high T levels refuse to believe the idea, the notion that there's any chance that a fingernail painted quarterback could beat him.
Yeah, that was the angle. Yeah, we can't stand for losing to the Bears, though, especially with how bad they looked against Minnesota. But salute to the Woolly Bully for putting on us on this first, that Detroit might be ready for a letdown season. Certainly look like it. Like the loss of Ragnow and Johnson. I was hoping that's what would happen to the Eagles.
Yeah.
When they had
8 total coaches that they lost, because you had Aaron Glenn take Tanner Engstrand, who's another offensive coach for them that could have been elevated to OC. He's now the OC with the Jets. So, they got picked off. And I don't know if it's in one offseason they're going to be able to rebuild that thing.
We got Jake Ferguson coming up here in about 45 minutes or so. The Jake Ferguson Show here in the G-Bag Nation every Thursday. Players you want to see more of in week 2 versus those Bears. That's coming up next here, G-Bag Nation, the fam.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.